This is Twit.
So 2 weeks ago, shortly before Apple's big spring-loaded product announcement event, the Soden Group, which is behind the Reval ransomware, began publicly leaking Apple's proprietary designs for its forthcoming Mac laptops. The group's so-called Happy Blog, as it calls itself, stated, in order not to wait for the upcoming Apple presentations, today we, the Reval Group, will provide data on the upcoming releases of the company so beloved by many. Tim Cook can say thank you, Quanta. From our side, a lot of time has been devoted to solving this problem, unquote. Well, okay, so Quanta Computer is a Taiwanese company that assembles a number of Apple laptops and other consumer devices. I know their watch as well, and I'm sure you, Leo, are more tuned up on this than I am, since you get to talk to your Mac folks.
Yeah, they do the laptops, I think. Is there a,
yeah.
Yeah.
So when Quanta initially refused to negotiate with the Reval Group, Quanta Computer is a large supplier, not only for Apple but for others. In some of the news coverage, I saw that they said ThinkPad, but I wasn't sure whether that one might have been a typo or maybe they actually are doing like construction for Lenovo. Don't know. But anyway, it was Quanta Computer that was actually compromised by the Reval ransomware.
It says all 10 top PC companies in the world use Quanta.
Yeah.
That's all of them, including Lenovo. Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow.
So, and that's not the company. Well, it is the company that you would want to get inside if you were a ransomware gang.
Yeah.
And, of course, Apple would be particularly sensitive to the disclosure. We know how, concerned they are over leaks. So they would be, particularly concerned over this disclosure. The ransom demand was initially posted just hours before Apple's event. And the hackers said that they would release more documents every day, adding, quote, we recommend that Apple buy back the available data by May 1st. And a similar extortion attempt from the same group aimed at Acer demanded $50 million in exchange for deleting Acer's files. And I saw the same number. $50 million was like the opening extortion level also for the Apple stuff. So groups throughout the internet began grabbing and analyzing the details from the leaks. This stuff looked authentic, and there's no reason to believe it wouldn't be. They noted some differences with the current models on sale. A new version of the MacBook Pro was shown without the touch bar, and it appeared that maybe HDMI ports might be staging a comeback along with SD card readers. So, yeah, this early release was providing details that Apple would have rather been releasing themselves. What we know of Reval from the past is that they are tough negotiators who do not make idle threats. Of course, they don't want to acquire a reputation for not doing what they say they're going to do, or people will start ignoring them. So they're also not known for being soft or for backing down. So something must be going on, because last week the Reval gang removed Apple's schematics, drawings, and other data from their data leak site after first warning Quanta that they would leak drawings for the new iPad and the new Apple logos, which I thought was interesting. I was like, what? New Apple logos? So anyway, maybe Apple said, okay, look, Quanta, we need to stop this.
It did get quiet. They only released two schematics that I saw.
Right. What appears to have happened, for reasons we can only guess, is that Quanta finally responded to Reval and opened a dialogue. As part of a private chat, And I think it was Bleeping Computer who posted some screenshots of that, which they got somehow. Revel told Quanta that they hid the data leak page and will stop talking to reporters to allow negotiations to continue. And Revel stated that, quote, having started a dialogue with us, you can count on a good discount. And indeed, that does appear to be the case. Yeah. Yeah. The
Act
extortion.
Today to save 20%.
Oh, no, that's exactly what happens. Since the demand was updated, it now carries an expiration date of this coming Friday, May 7th. But it's been reduced from the initial request of 50 million down to the now much more seemingly affordable 20 million.
See, I can't see Apple paying a penny, and Quanta shouldn't either. But at the same time, I also could see Apple being very concerned.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. This is stuff they're going to announce in June.
Various researchers have been quoted saying that this appears to be a pattern. The Revel gang apparently feels that forcing the opening of a dialogue, you know, with their victim, is a crucial first step in getting paid. So what appears to be happening is that we're seeing a pattern of them deliberately establishing like a reputation for dramatically reducing their initial ransom demand upon the establishment of a dialogue. So this asking 50 and immediately dropping to 20, that's what people are now coming to expect. And of course, I guess this provides some incentive for a victim to establish contact in order to obtain, you know, the more real ransom demand. And also, of course, in the process serves to break the ice. And it's like, well, now, you know, I mean, of course, we're all put in mind of that old joke about prostitution. You know, like, OK, well, we've determined what you are. Now we're just negotiating a price.